and Cyprian 2 for you today.
Go ahead, Adam 2.
Step 3.3, the new Yadavé is serial number 1463.
That's a good Yadavé, thank you.
Thank you. So, from Sophie for the report, step 3.10.
Go ahead, Sophie.
The Turing sensor compressor hose is connected to Pedacha da Vigna on the Yadavé, and that's task complete.
We copy all, thank you.
Thanks to you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for hardware check on ultrasound in Columbus.
Huntsville City on 2, Neil. We have good connectivity. You're good to proceed.
Station copy.
Huntsville Station on 2 for ultrasound.
Huntsville City on 2. Go ahead, Jessica.
I'm just wondering if we'll be on 3 or 4 for the Venus follow-ups.
Good question. Your ultrasound team is ready to meet you on pad 50 ground 4.
Hey, copy. We'll call them on 4. Thanks.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. At your convenience, we have an answer for your crew note for Easy Motion from this morning session.
Munich from Sophie. Go ahead, Hunter.
Hey, Sophie, thanks a lot for leaving that crew note. Actually, we can confirm that we have already downlinked the file, but the decryption and the analysis might take still a while. So for you, the good news is the file is retrieved on ground, and actually the file that is saved on the iPad is only a temporary file, so you can go ahead and delete it. Because if we would need it, we can still export the encrypted version, which is still stored within the Easy Motion app. So in any case, you can delete it on board, and we can confirm we received the file on ground.
Okay, deleting the file on board. Thank you.
Station checks on 2 for robot setup.
Go ahead on 2.
Not sure if you guys have someone that can answer this question, but usually when we have the robot set up here on SSCs 8 and 22, we can have a dug view in the lower left-hand corner of the display. And I don't know, it's not selected, but I selected one of the GEM cameras right now, and I don't know how to switch it over to the dug view. Any chance anyone down there has got an easy, quick answer to that?
Yeah, no quick, easy answer. We're going to have to call RoboLand on that one.
Okay. Yeah, there's no need. We're just studying, so no need to wake anybody up. Whenever it's easy for an answer, we'd appreciate that.
All right, we'll do. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack and Robot.
Sir.
Yeah, I called up Robos, and they said that if it's not part of your big picture, then they'll probably have to do their reconfig, and they have a reconfig coming up in about an hour at 1400, so that should fix whatever your problem with Doug showing up.
That sounds like a great solution. We'll just sit tight until they do the big reconfig for us. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for step 1 of token analysis activity.
With you on 2, Anil.
Hey, just double-checking you guys knocked that out, and I can roll on to step 2.
Checking. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Anil and Toka. Step 1 is complete. You are go to proceed in step 2.
Awesome. Thanks. I'm on it.
Houston, Station on 2 for ultrasound.
Jessica, Houston's with you on 2.
Just checking in for the ultrasound activity. I just wanted to have a couple questions on the setup. Are we going to be doing this on 3 or 4?
It'll be on 4 and it's privatized.
All right, I'll head over to 4. Thank you.
You're welcome. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2. We see the enabled warning. Please execute EMR for fire response.
Station copies. We see the warning as well. We're getting into the EMR book. Houston Station, CSA safety readings in the lab are all zero. We have a good safe haven here in the lab.
Houston copies.
Houston Station on 2 for it.
With you on 2.
Yeah, we see it as a false alarm. I was just down there. The cosmonauts were actually working behind that specific panel, so it looks like it was just a false alarm with some dust. They took some CSACP readings, and they were all zero.
And copy. Thanks for that, and we will call this a false alarm.
Copy, thanks.
Still station, Jackson 2 for HRF inventory.
Jack, Council's with you on 2. We are ready for you when you're good to get started. Your PD, we waiting for you on space surround 4. If you have any questions.
All right, on the Quattro.
Houston, station on 2 for photo TV view.
Neil, Houston's with you on 2. And we are checking the view.
Copy, thanks.
Station, Houston on space to ground 4. And Neil, we have a good view. Thank you very much, sir.
Sweet, good to hear. And good to talk to you. Thanks for training me on Capcom.
That is an honor and a privilege, sir. Good working with you today.
Houston, station on 2 for a video question.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, I had asked Heidi about whether or not we could see any video feed of the Cygnus reboost if we might see some of the impulses or anything, and she mentioned that there's a good view on Galmic 1 on your screen. We're wondering if Cronus would be able to route that to an SSC, like how you guys kind of route the extra video views to us for Robo. Would that be something that is possible?
Jessica, we can route it. We're working on it. But since the reboost happened during the day, we don't know how much you'll actually see as far as the pulses there.
Yeah, good point. Well, yeah, if you could route it to SSC 4 or 7 would be a good one. That would be awesome.
All right, copy, and we're putting it in work.
Actually, I think 19 would be our preferred.
Copy 19.
All right, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Houston Station, Jack, on 2 for Robot.
And Jack, we copy. You are on Robot. How can we help you?
I am looking at the EHDC camera orientation for one of the tasks, and the version we're looking at on Robot doesn't appear to match the orientation of that box on the DUG loader in the briefing package. Is that something that I can alter up here, or is that something that needs to be pre-programmed in from down there?
Checking. Jack, back with you on 2. So it appears, based on the current configuration of the RDBS, you are not able to do this, but we will handle it from the ground. Yep, and it'll take a second.
Yeah. Be hands-off for a while, or...
Yes, if you don't mind, we don't have Robo in the room, and it'll take a few minutes to coordinate that.
Okay, sounds good. I'll play around. Give me a holler when you need me to be hands-off.
Will do. Barbie.
Sensational 2 for ultrasound.
Standby 1. Station Houston on 2-4. Jessica, back with you. Go ahead.
We're just calling down to see which channel we're using for the ultrasound.
Space to ground 4.
Copy, back on 4. Thank you.
You're welcome. Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Jack and Robot activities.
For Jack on 2.
Yeah, we wanted to ask a question for clarification. It appears to us that the EVA materials and robotic materials are out of sync. Can you provide any insight on what you see that may be out of sync?
Give me just a minute. Bring the pictures up.
Okay, standing by.
Okay, on page 14 of the EVA briefing package, I'm looking on the left side of that page at the body position, well, not the body position, but EV1's in the arm, looking at the EHDC, and you can see in that picture that the NZGLs on the EHDC are pointed mostly stationator, maybe a little bit station forward, but mostly stationator. And here on robots, when I look at the position of the EHDC at CP3, those NZGLs are pointed station starboard, not station nadir. So that's the orientation of the EHDC is the thing that I'm looking at.
Jack, we concur here on the ground, and Robo is working on the pan tilt numbers that will pass to you so you can enter them manually.
Perfect. You guys are the best.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and camera park position.
Ready.
Yep, for the CP3 camera, you can park it at a pan angle of minus 180 and tilt of minus 90.
Park it at minus 180 and minus 90, and that's just like under the reconfig section, or what's the button pressing?
Checking. And Jack, panning and tilting using the DCP on the RoboSim will achieve that.
Okay, I'm tracking now. That makes sense. Great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
We're with you on two. Go ahead. Copy that. And we're working on a refill location for that DTV that needs to move. Give us one moment. And Jessica Hustle's back with you. We do have a refill location for that 2.0 CTV. We'd like you to put that into the JLB at 1 Delta location. How do you copy?
Station Houston on Station Ground 2, 18 seconds to Cygnus burn start.
Houston Station on 2 for SSC 19 view.
Houston's with you on 2, Jessica.
No, we were just looking at SSC 19. It seems to have lost the view. I'm not sure if there's anything we do to regain it. It says video stream lost, waiting for reacquisition.
We'll try to regain it.
Thanks so much.
And for your SA, we're not really seeing plumes, but we're trying to take time exposures from the ground.
Okay, cool. Yeah, if you get anything good, please send it to us.
Will do.
Houston Station on 2 for recorded air raid exercises.
Station, Peter, Houston is with you on 2, and we have a good view.
Hey, I'm looking for a go to start my exercises.
You are go to start your exercise.
Yes, thank you very much, Houston.
You're welcome. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and ultrasound post-exam activity.
Houston Station, go ahead on
3. Hi, Sophie. So just wanted to give you a go for step 1 in that activity. So as soon as you're done with your EVA procedure review, we'd like for you to do that. We do have a time that has to be completed by, which is 18:32. Thank you.
Okay, in work right now.
Thank you very much.
Houston Station on 2 for the qualitative exercise.
Peter Houston's with you on 2. And we look
forward to continue my exercise.
You have a go.
Happy. You have a good picture. I have a Houston Station on 2 for the qualitative exercises.
Station Houston's with you on 2.
I have finished my exercises. Thank you so much for your cooperation, and good night.
Happy to finish your exercises. Thanks for the heads up, and thank you for the well wishes. Good night to you as well.